And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Happy hump day, everybody. I'm so very glad to be with you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've got your hair on fire, your undies in a twist, a chip on your shoulder, what have you, you got some things that you want to talk about, some specific instances of Donald Trump's corruption, which has been a theme of today's show, write them down. Make a mental note, because we're going to go in deep on that at 5:30 in a little segment we want to call What's Your Thing? The midweek sound off. So keep all of your powder dry. We got that coming up for you. But right now, we're introducing a new segment. We call it the Sports Weekly. And as it is baseball season, and I love me some baseball, especially some Brewers baseball, I'm super excited to be joined by a very special guest. His name's Jason Wang. He's a writer and contributor at BrewerFanatic.com. And my brother does not even live in Wisconsin. He lives in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the show, Jason. So happy to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So tell me, how does a young man living in Seattle, Washington become such a Brewers fan, not just a fan, but such a Brewers fan that you write and contribute to BrewerFanatic.com?
Yeah, so I think my baseball story is a little weird. I actually didn't know any of the rules of baseball. I never played Little League or T-ball growing up. So I went to my first baseball game in 2022, June.
And I'm sorry, brother. Did you just say, like, you went to your very first baseball game 3 years ago?
Yeah. So I really didn't know anything. There is this guy named Mike Trout playing on the Angels.
Yeah, that guy, that Mike Trout.
I was like, oh, that's a goofy name. I wonder if that guy is important. Turns out that's the Mike Trout we all know and love. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to figure out what all the weird acronyms and numbers meant on the giant Jumbotron. And then that sent me down this rabbit hole where I was had all these thoughts and wanted to get them out somewhere. And this guy by the name of Brock Beauchamp was looking for writers to cover the Brewers. And I was like, might as well. They got a funny logo. It's got the M and the B and the glove and whatnot. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got roped into the Brewers.
So the weird logo is what sucked you in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
pretty much. I think it is one of the best logos in all of baseball. And now I'll share with you my own epiphany moment about the Milwaukee Brewers. Because I grew up with the Brewers, right, I went to games before I probably had sentient memory. I never realized that the Brewers logo, the classic one of the M and the B and the glove, was actually an M and a B. Had no idea. Yeah. It was just like, oh, no, that's just the Brewers logo, and it looks like a catcher's mitt, and that's what it is. Had no stinking idea, which I'm very embarrassed to admit on live radio, but I'm going to do it anyways, because, you know, embarrassing myself on the radio is always a good thing. So you've been a fan since 2023 when you started writing for Brewer Fanatic, but you've never been to AmFam Field, but you've seen the crew play in Seattle. What's it like when the Brewers are in town in Seattle? Do you get a decent number of Brewers fans coming out in Seattle, or is are the tickets a little cheap?
You know, I hate to say it, those Brewer games are probably some of the least populated games at T-Mobile Park, but it gives me a better chance to talk to the players when they're like warming up in the bullpen. Or just kind of hanging out because there's less competition. So, you know, there's an upside to everything. So that's the silver lining there.
Well, I love that. All right. So let's dive in to why the Brewers and what you think about this coming season. First of all, of course, starting out our baseball season without Uke is, for me, dislocating would be a word, mind-numbing also. Like, I keep listening for him. I love to listen to baseball rather than watch it. I'm sort of a purist that way. What do you make of the start of the Brewers season thus far? Strengths and weaknesses, Jason?
Yeah, I think strengths, it's a scrappy young team. I know people in baseball love to use that term scrappy, but it really is a team of guys who aren't big name free agents, aren't marquee players, and they're all trying to kind of make a name for themselves in this league. And every play, they play with urgency. They always play like their hair's on fire. They run a lot on the base paths. They cause a lot of ruckus. And, you know, the hustle is definitely there and the grind is definitely there. The struggle with the Brewers is, you know, injuries. So many injuries.
Like, my gosh, yeah. The entire bullpen.
I don't know what kind of bad karma they've gotten there. But, yeah, a ton of injuries. Not a lot of power in those bats. They're not kind of sending 8-9 balls out of the park per game. So that makes it a little bit difficult to have consistent high scoring, but I think they make it work. And I think for the most part, they're doing well with what they have.
Yeah. It's interesting. I joke with a good number of my baseball nerd friends that like, are we going to see the Brewers with the Nerf bats tonight or something else? But the thing that I've always season over season really enjoyed about the Brewers, which you hit on, is that it's a small ball baseball team. They always have been, right? They're always trying to like stitch it together in any way, shape or form, whether you're talking about bunts and good, smart heads in base running, all that kind of stuff. And I think the wins that they have been able to chalk up that weren't those more unusual games with the big hitting has all been through good small ball baseball. I want to share with you, Jason, and with listeners, and then I want to ask you what you like most, what keeps your love of baseball going, because I'm going to share with everybody what mine is. And it is the element of baseball that I think provides an opportunity for any team to win in any particular game, and that there's not a clock. This is a game that's going to be played until the very last strike and the very last out. And that means that lightning can strike, whether it's building momentum through bunting and sack flies, right, and some good base running, or through breakout big offensive at-bats, as well as the sort of consistency in defense that I think you've seen from a lot of the younger guys and some of the farm team guys that have been brought up through the ranks onto the Brewers crew. Sal Frelick stands out. Like, I love watching that guy play in the field. Like, that's just good baseball fun, right? And again. So for me, that's the first sort of pillar of the love of the game, is that any team can win. Now, I think it's damnedly hard in the shared revenue era for small market teams to put together enough of those wins over the course of the playoffs to win a World Series. It's just really hard, especially when you're staring down the barrel of some of those big money team, the lineups, you're like, oh my gosh, how are we possibly going to get through this inning? So that's pillar one. But pillar two to me is that baseball, perhaps in my opinion, more than, for example, football or basketball, anybody that's going to play at the professional level has to have an incredible amount of natural ability. But there are elements of the game of baseball that are so technically precise that if one has an extraordinary, a less than 5% of the population set of natural skills, but also works your butt off at these particular technical skills, you actually might have a shot to make the major leagues. You might not be a millionaire. You ain't going to be Aaron Judge or Mike Trout or any of the, or Willie Adames for that matter, but you might be able to make it. And the idea that any team can maybe win on any given day, and that if you have, again, a rare but goodly amount of natural ability with a bunch of hard work, you may make the major leagues. It gives me this sense of underdog possibility in baseball that I just don't find in football or the NBA. What are the things, if you're hearing me on that, like, great, talk about that, but what are the elements of baseball that make you such a diehard fan? Because to get into it at the level that you're at, Jason, you got to be in the weeds every day looking at the rosters, looking at the trades, looking at the IL, all that good stuff. So what do you love about baseball, Jason?
Yeah, it's all the things that you talked about, and I'll even go a level deeper, which is, for me, I love the fact that any player of sort of any build, size, or whatnot can make it, right? Like, if you see a 5'6 guy in the NBA averaging 20 points a game, please let me know.
Right.
And I would become a basketball fan. But within baseball, you know, one of my favorite players on the Brewers is this guy named Caleb Durbin.
Yes.
Who was a prospect we got from the Yankees trade. He's my height, 5'6". That's the perfect height, I like to say. And he's great. He was a top prospect. He does everything that he needs to do. You're right. Is he going to hit 62 home runs in the season? Probably not, but he makes it work. He's fast. He's scrappy on defense. He's looking to make contact, looking to maximize bat to ball. And, you know, there's so many instances of even pitchers, right, who are on the smaller side, who throw velocity or have high spin and can make it work. So kind of everything that you said, if you have the drive, the heart, and the strategy, you can be a major leaguer and you can be a pretty solid one at that. So I love the idea that you never know what a baseball player is going to look like or what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
All you know is they're going to be good at baseball.
Yeah, for sure. And the fact that, like, every pitch, my dad, who played a lot of baseball, played in college. I grew up throwing the ball around with him, playing a lot of softball, a lot of travel softball, that he would get, there was no, he would, my dad never really got angry at me if I screwed up, but I would get a damn stern talking to if what I had screwed up was a mental error. Because his line to me was, with every pitch, every single thing that happens on a diamond, you can anticipate with, like, very rare, like, black swan statistical anomaly, like, that's never happened before ever. But, like, whether it's going to be hit fair or foul to you, who the ball might be hit to on that field, as a hitter trying to anticipate and think through where is that pitcher going to go with this next pitch, all of that was possible. So the mental focus that you can bring to the game. And Jason, folks that have been listening to this show for a long time know that I love me some rugby, not only because I played rugby in college and won a national championship doing it, but because, like what you just said about baseball, I believe to also be true about rugby. There is a place for every body type and every kind of athlete on a rugby pitch. And you never know exactly who you may be squaring up against, because it takes all types to really fill out a squad and make a successful team successful. Folks, we are in the Sports Weekly segment here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I got a special guest out of Seattle, Washington. How fabulous is that? He's a writer and contributor to Brewer Fanatic. His name is Jason Wang. We're going to dive in a little bit more deeply after we come back after these brief messages about what comes next for the Brewers. Got a lot of new guys. We got Caleb Durbin, again, as Jason said, making great contact. Maybe not so much long ball. How are the Brewers going to stitch back together their bullpen and start to put some runs on the board? All that coming up next. You got a question for Jason or I, or you just want to tell us we've got it all wrong and we're all wet? 855-752-4842. That's 855-7-5-Civic. So I wanted to ask, a lot of folks that get into sports in this way, played sports in high school or have always been a sports junkie. Is that you, Jason? Do you love sports? Did you play in high school? How did you get to be such a sports junkie?
My family is not a sports family at all. We never had the Super Bowl on, never had any sort of, you know, game on the TV. I was too small in school to play sports. My parents, you know, they figured probably don't have the build to play sports and be good at it, so they had me in the classroom most of the time. But I think I just love the competitive nature of sports, and I think a lot of it's very inspiring. My first sport was actually boxing, kind of another sport where you could kind of make your way depending on what size you are. So once I started getting really into the weeds of boxing and the history of it, kind of the impact it's had culturally, I kind of saw that similarly in baseball. So I wouldn't say I grew up a huge sports guy, but I'm definitely one now.
Well, Jason, you just gave me some fodder for what we might start with after these brief messages. I did a little Muay Thai back in the day when I was living in New York City. So, brother, we may be talking boxing, Brewers, and burgers when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.